Welcome everyone to this WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is Case Study Debugging Common WebSphere Commerce 7.0 Feature Pack 3 Plus Search Engine Optimization Support Questions. Today's presenter is Eric Rybczynski. Eric joined the WebSphere Commerce Level 2 support team in December 2007. In this role, he handles various support concerns from customers. He has been in the software group since 2002 and in software support since 2006. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Eric. Eric, you may begin.
Thank you, David. Thank you, everybody who is attending today's call. I appreciate you taking the time out of your very busy day to attend today's call about troubleshooting the common issues that come up with the search engine optimization and WebSphere Commerce 7.0 Feature Pack 3 Plus, which would be 3 and 4, and the new upcoming Feature Pack 5. We'll talk a little bit about Feature Pack 5 new features, but very briefly. And a lot of the information about the tracing should apply to Feature Pack 5 as well. So we'll move on to slide number 2. For today's call, we'll briefly do a recap of the SEO that is available in Feature Pack 3 and 4, as well as look at the different troubleshooting sections dealing particularly in the areas of the keyword generation, the URL construction, and deconstruction. And then we'll talk about some references that are available for you to look at for further education that you can pursue after this call as well. Slide number 3, please. So the format for the SEO URLs have changed from prior to Feature Pack 3 and now follows a much more logical, simplified format, such as mystore.com/webapp/wcs/stores/en/close. And also, there's a new feature that's available in Feature Path 3 and 4 where you can shorten the context path route from webapp/wcs/stores/servlet to a simpler keyword that makes better sense for your business, such as shop. And this format can be adjusted based on the pattern in HTML files that you have available to you. The SEO also utilizes the WebSphere Commerce Datacast to help speed up SEO URL resolution. Once that they are generated, it will be populated into the cache and then just reused later on. Also, in Feature Pack 3, there's additional functionality that utilizes Solr for the page title and metadata information. And additionally, the URL is now being generated with the WCF URL tag with information based on the pattern XML files and the database information that's stored in the database. Slide number 4, please. To get started with using SEO in Feature Pack 3 or 4, you would need to have WebSphere Commerce 7.0 with Feature Pack 3 or 4 or 5 installed, and then you must enable the store enhancements feature. If you have a pre-existing store, you will need to publish the corresponding enhancement store archive file. Or if you are starting off with a new store, you can publish a existing Feature Pack store sample model. And after you publish the store, you will need to generate the keywords. And the keywords can be done either one of two ways. You can use it, you can generate it by the SEO URL keyword gen utility or through manual database updates if you are aware of how the tables are related to each other. And there are information on how to do that in the information center as well. You can also update the SEO URL keywords through Management Center as well when you go into the catalog tools and click on the categories or the product, and you can enter the descriptive keywords there as well. To slide number 5, please. This is a general overview of how the URL and the data relate to each other. In this example, I put in the sample for the Madison Store Feature Pack store with the pots category and the steamer pot product. As you can see, the Madison Store identifier is mapped to the URL keyword within the SEO URL keyword table, which is the top table on the slide. And from there, it will map against the SEO URL ID, which will go into the SEO URL table, find the corresponding record for token name and token value. And in this example, we have store token colon catalog token. And the colon is concatenating the two values. So the first value is just the store ID, which is 11001. And the second value is the catalog token, which is 10351. And once you resolve all the token names and values, you'll go into the SEO pattern URL file and XML files, and then it will identify the based on the tokens that you have and the order that they are in the URL. It will determine which pattern you're using and identify the view name, which would be product display in this case, and then map the corresponding token values to the actual parameter values. And we'll go in a little bit more about that in, when we start talking about the SEO URL deconstruction as well construction process. So slide number 6, please. Now, the goal of the presentation is basically to help you understand what's going on behind the scenes as well as looking at the different logs to identify where the issue may happen. And once you have the idea of where the issue is happening, you can then backtrack through the tables and find out why it's not populating the values as expected. So we'll be focusing the presentation, the rest of the presentation, more on looking at the log and how to read it and understand it, what does it mean, and so forth. In the section for generating the SEO URL keyword, the first thing you want to do if you're having an issue is to enable the trace. And you can modify that in the login.properties file, which you can find in the component slash foundation slash wg.eo/xml/config/seo-url-load/login.properties. And you want to change it to the finest level, and that will give you the most detail about what's going on within that data load process. You can also increase the log file size and number of historical files kept for particular logging as well. And you can also change the location of the log file as well. So slide number 7, please. Now, once you turn on the trace setting and then you start the SEO URL keyword gen utility, you generate the trace log, and now you can look at the trace log itself. This is two entries for inserting into the SEO URL table and the SEO URL keyword table. The first one you see is for the SEO URL, and in this particular case, we're looking at inserting into a product ID into a store, into the SEO URL table. And then we can see in the SEO URL keyword insert statement that is for the circular saw, and we'll be able to resolve all the values. Slide number 8, please. Now, the important thing is to be able to recognize when the value already exists. So in this case, we can see that it recognizes that the source value 11801 and the target value 1004. And the source value is the SEO URL token value column value. So you can go into the SEO URL table and see what you currently map to. If you see that you're seeing that the target value, which in this case 1004, which is a product token, which would be the cat entry ID in the cat entry table for catalog entry. And if you are expecting that to be mapped to a different keyword, you can find out why the SEO URL keyword then sees that the data already exists, where you're expecting it to be something different. And if the data already exists and that you want it to be something different, you can remove that row and it'll rerun the script, and then you can see the new value being populated. So slide number 9, please. If you are not quite satisfied with the default configuration of the SEO URL keyword utility, you can modify the configuration file, which is located in the inner directory, /config/com.ibm.commerce.infrastructure-fep/wc-admin-component.xml. Now, when you modify this file, it's recommended to create a new directory and put the modified file into that new directory, such as -est for the modified directory. And the reason for that is because if you install future feature pack update, then there's an opportunity for that file to be wiped out and replaced with the default XML file. So it's recommended you put it in a -est directory for all the configuration changes that you'll be making. The XURLs, if you want to customize the XURLs, they are contained in XML files within the SEO base component logic-fep.jar. And in the default out-of-the-box WC admin component XML, there are three XML files, which is product, item, and category. It actually goes through the configuration of loading the data for the product, the item, and category from left to right as specified in that file. So it runs the keyword generation for the product first, then the item, and then the category. And if you want to customize the XML to be a different order, or if you have certain parameters that you want to add, you can customize the XML files and specify your own custom XML files to run only a certain subset of the data if you desire. So slide number 10, please. Another common question that we seem to get in level 2 support in regard to SEO is that they want to change the display of certain characters, such as an O with an umlaut above it. They want it to be treated as a regular O so that it can be accessible to people who do not have the German keyboard, so that they can type in O instead of O with an umlaut through the ASCII code. And the way to do that is in the same XML file from the previous slide on slide 9. If you can add the character that you intend to replace at the end of the invalid string XML tag. And then in the fifth string tag, you can add the character that you wish to replace it with. It can be either an actual character that you want to replace it with, or a string. Or you can leave it blank by just adding a comma and just not adding any more strings after that, any more characters after that. So slide number 11, please. Now, there are some things that you should be aware of when running the SEO URL keyword generation utility, as well as if you're doing manual updates yourself through the XURL update. The keyword name should be unique. If the item name or product name or category names are not unique, They will add the cat entry ID or the cat group ID to the end of the item or product or the category. And the reason for that is to guarantee a unique keyword name so that it can be resolved appropriately in a one-to-one mapping. Also, another thing to be aware of is that it does not pay attention to the languages. So if you have the keyword generation running in English versus French, but the product names are the same in both languages, then one of them will have to be appended with a unique identifier of some kind. The other thing to be aware of is that if the data already exists for the product in the SEO URL keyword table, it would not be regenerated. And if you want to regenerate the data, you can delete it from the table and then rerun the utility. Slide number 12, please. Now we'll talk a little bit more about the SEO URL construction, about how the URLs are made on the storefront when you go and visit the website. In the storefront, the JSP, the SEO URLs are built with the WCF URL tag. And I place a sample in this slide for you. And the important thing here is to recognize that the pattern name parameter is populated with the product URL with parent category value. And that is the mapping to the pattern XML files, which we'll talk about in a little bit. The other thing I want to point out is there is a value equals product 2. The value parameter is actually optional, and that is actually used for the SEO URLs that can be generated, and it will follow the format, the old SEO format that would be created prior to the new SEO URL present in feature path 3 and 4. And this doesn't hurt to have it in your code. It's a good fail-safe in case you, running inside workspace preview, and inside workspace preview it's not supported to have the SEO URL from feature path 3, but you can still see the feature path 2 or 1 or even the base level SEO URL by specifying that URL and that value parameter. So slide number 13, please. To examine what goes on inside the trace, the best trace to enable is the com.ibm.com/seo.url.helper trace. And that is the minimum trace that you will need. It would be recommended, if possible, to enable the com.ibm.com/seo.star equals all trace. And that will give us more information about the SEO. But the minimum is the helper trace. And once you have the helper trace enabled, you can run through your page, access it through a web browser, and then look at the trace log. And here we can see that the start of the SEO URL construction can be found with this particular line in the trace. So construct SEO URL by pattern name, entry, and then it gives you the pattern that you specified in your WCF URL tag, and then all the parameters that you have associated with it. So slide number 14, please. The pattern name that you specify in the WCF URL tag is then mapped to the pattern XML file. And here, the param to URL mapping, that handles the translation of the parameters that you pass in the WCF URL tag, such as language ID, product ID, category ID, store ID, and it'll map it to the language token, store token, catalog token, and so forth. So slide number 15, please. So once the commerce logic code maps the request from the pattern name, it will identify the pattern in the XML file, and you can see this where it calls the build token name URL keyword map for pattern, and then inside that you'll see the pattern name and then the token string followed by the parameters. And that's how you know that the pattern is identified. If you do not see this line, then that would mean that the pattern could not be found, and then you would need to correct it. You may have a typo in the pattern name, for example. slide number 16, please. The SGO pattern XML file are located in two different locations depending on if you're on a server environment or the developer environment. The server environment would be in your story.war/webinf/xml/seo/stores/store directory. And store directory is the store identifier, such as if you are on the Madison store, say Madison. If you are on an extended site store, it could either be your extended site store name or it could be the asset store, such as B2B direct asset store. And for the developer environment, it's in a similar file structure, just slightly different than workspaces, stores, web content, web INF, slash XML, slash SEO, slash stores, and then your store directory. Slide number 17, please. Before I start talking about this slide, I just wanted to briefly mention, I recommend that you go through the XML file. There's some good information in the XML file, and we'll talk a little bit about that in here. But I encourage you on your own free time, Illustrator, there may be some interesting hints and tricks that you may want to apply to your site, such as being able to accept any value as a token without having to go to the SEO URL keywords and populating all of the possible combinations. So back to the slide number 17. But once you have the WCF URL tag with the parameters mapped inside, you'll send it to the param to URL mapping within the pattern XML files, and it'll map the values that you're passing in to the corresponding token. Now, if you choose not to actually pass in those values, you can actually specify the default value, such as adding the parameter value, default value equals minus one. So for the language token, it would be passing the default of using English. Slide number 18, please. If you are missing a parameter that you're passing in through the WCF URL tag, it will actually report an error message saying that the parameter, and then it will give you the parameter name from the WCF URL tag, but it will say it is missing. And now the parameter that it refers to is referring to the value parameter inside the param to URL mapping section inside the pattern XML. And you want to make sure that to go back to the WCF URL tag to make sure that you have the appropriate parameter assigned. If it's not there, then you would need to add it. Slide number 19, please. So after you have the pattern identified and you have a pattern string, you will need to start to resolve all the parameters to the parameter values such as product ID, catalog ID, to an actual keyword. So in this line, we'll start to call the find keyword for language and device. We can see that it's passing in certain parameters, which would be the store ID, the language ID, the device type, which is either browser or mobile, and then what kind of token it's looking for, the catalog group ID, the category group ID, and then it repeats the token name again as well. And once it finds the value, it'll return the value such as kitchenware. If it's not able to find the value, it will just simply return null. And in this case, you want to double-check the SEO URL keyword table and make sure you have an actual value assigned to the category ID that's related to the category token for the store and the language, and make sure you have an actual value. Slide number 20, please. Now, I briefly mentioned this earlier, when I was saying to go and look inside the pattern XML file, you can actually they talked about how you can map the token keywords in two different ways. One of them is that you can define it in the SEO URL keyword table, which is usually the default. The second way is that you can define it in the pattern HTML file, which overrides the content within the database. And the way to do that is that you add language keyword depth, and then specify the language keyword, and specify the language ID, and the keyword that you wish to use. The default would be EN for English, and in this case, I change it to ENUS. You can also go through the database and reverse qualify, make sure, run the SQL to make sure that the data exists. In this case, it selects keyword from SEO URL keyword from store ID equals 11001, and language ID equals -1, and status equals 1. Now, status equals 1 means that it is active. If it's status equals 0, then it means that the keyword is no longer being used. It's set to be inactive and would not be resolved. And then you would find the token value equals the category ID, and the token name is catalog and category token. Slide number 21, please. Now, when you are resolving keywords, you'll keep repeating the process until all the keywords have been resolved based on the parameters that you passed in. And once you've resolved all the keywords, you'll say build token name URL keyword map for pattern return. And inside that, you can see what values they have resolved, what keywords they plan to use for the various tokens. So you see that I've resolved the language token, the store token category, and catalog token, product token, category token, and so forth. And then if the SEO URL generation process is completely successful, it will return the URL that I plan to populate onto the JSP. If it's not able to find all the keywords, then the dynamic URL is generated and returned. And if it's not able to find all the keywords, as mentioned on the previous slide, you will need to go back and run the SQL to find out if the data is just missing or if it's inactive, and make the appropriate changes to populate the data or to make the keyword active again. So slide number 22, please. I mentioned earlier that the helper trace is the minimum trace that you would need. However, I wanted to mention these two trace settings to help you be able to visualize whether it's a registry or a cache lookup that occurs for certain keywords, such as you may be looking at an issue that where the registry may be corrupt or the cache may be corrupt, and you can't figure out where it's looking at for the data. These two traces will help you identify which area you're looking at for the data. The registry is populated directly from the database during the SEO configuration registry startup, and you can refresh that inside the Registry of Commerce admin console. And the cache is basically, after you generate the URL, you'll store the information into the SEO data cache. And that helps speed up the process for other SEO URL generation. So slide number 23, please. On this slide, we'll show you how to recognize whether it's doing a registry lookup versus a cache lookup. The top one is for the registry. When you enable the registry trace, you'll see the keyword registry, and you'll see SEO configuration registry, get URL keyword for store token, and then you'll return from the registry as well. If it's the cache, you'll see the cache keyword being specified, and you'll see SEO URL keyword cache, and you'll resolve the value and return from the keyword cache. Slide number 24, please. Now, we talked about the SEO construction. Now we want to talk about SEO URL deconstruction, so we can translate the URLs that are being passed in from the web browser and map it to the corresponding view and product and category display pages. In this case, there's a little bit more tracing involved to go through the whole process and being able to capture all the necessary data to ensure that the deconstruction is happening as appropriately. So I recommend at minimum, to enable these four traces if you are having a deconstruction issue. But I also still encourage you to enable the com.ibm.commerce.seo.*all-trace to allow you to gather more information. So slide number 25, please. Once you enter the URL in the browser and you click Go, the request arrives to the WebSphere application server and handled by the WebSphere Commerce application. And you can see the incoming request where it actually starts by getting the store ID from the SEO URL. Okay, entry will give you the SEO URL that is going to start the deconstruction process for. Once the SEO URL is being decompiled into the store and category combination to identify, you can see that in the trace log, it'll say checking, and then it'll start with the keywords from left to right. The keywords are split up by the slashes between the two words. So EN, and then it'll check Madison, FPP, and so forth until it finds the store ID that it recognizes. So if it cannot find the store catalog keyword combination, it'll return null, and it'll go on to the next token. So slide number 26. Now, once the keyword is found, as in this example, you'll recognize the Madison FPP as a store catalog keyword, and you'll go and return the identifier from the SEO URL keyword table and SEO URL table. You'll say which store it's supposed to be, which language, and the keyword, and so forth. And then it'll return 11001, which is my store ID. If you are not able to resolve any of the keywords to the store, you'll just error out and try to handle the URL as a regular commerce URL, as a dynamic view URL. Once the SEO URL is broken down and the store and catalog keyword is found, the deconstruction and the parsing of the other tokens will begin. And it will start marking it inside the trace log at deconstruct HTTP request. And it'll say path to deconstruct, give you the SEO path that you have put in the web browser. And then it will also add door ID equals 11001. Slide number 27, please. Now, I mentioned the SEO URL data cache, and that can help speed up resolution. In this case, if your URL is already in the SEO data cache, then you'll see the SEO URL cache post URL with the SEO URL keyword and also the store identifier keyword, and then it'll return very quickly with information from the SEO data cache saying that, oh, I've already processed this, the pattern name is this, and the token and two parameter values are these. And then once it completes that, it'll go right to the deconstruct HTTP request conclusion. And we'll talk about that after we talk about when the URL is not cached in the SEO data cache. Slide number 28. Once the store and catalog keyword identifier has been resolved, the rest of the tokens are then split based on the various delimiters, such as underscore, pipe, or slash. In this trace log line, you can see that it breaks up in EN, Madison FPP, kitchenware, and pot. So for each token that you have in the URL, it will search against the SEO keyword table, and it'll return language token is -1 for EN, and then you'll keep appending to that string as you drop more tokens, such as catalog tokens, the store token is that, and category token, product token. So slide number 29, please. If the token could not be resolved, the token parsing process will stop. It will not attempt to resolve the rest of it. Rather, the URL would then be attempted to access as is. And this can result in a CMN 0203E error message. In this case, for example, I intentionally misspelled kitchenware by adding X to the end of the keyword. And it recognizes that it's not a valid keyword, you'll say symbol null. And you'll see an exception message saying an exception was caught while parsing, constructing an invalid URL result. And then it will process the view, the URL as a regular view, and will attempt to process it as is. And if this is a malformed SEO URL that you entered into the browser, it will result in a CMN 0203E error message and serve a generic error base. Slide number 30, please. After you have resolved all the keyword tokens, the pattern would then be mapped and found based on the token order that you have in the URL. And we can see this happening in the trace log, where we identified the pattern name, product URL with parent category, with the string, language token, store token, category token, product token. With that information, basically what you're looking at is that you resolve all the keywords, you know the various token types that they are, and then we map that pattern to the product.xml file to identify what is the pattern name. And the pattern name is then found from the XML file, and then the parameter and token name mapping will then occur. So slide number 31, please. Inside the XML file for the pattern, you'll use the URL to parameter mapping, and that is different from the pattern mapping that you use for the construction. The construction, if you recall, used the param to URL mapping. So from the URL to parameter mapping, that is used for the deconstruction process, and it'll take the token values that you have and map it to the appropriate parameters, such as store ID, parent category, product ID, and so forth. Also, if you do not want to specify a keyword inside the URL, such as error view name, you can actually hard code a default where you can specify value equals product display error, for example. Slide number 32. Once the pattern mapping has been identified to a particular pattern, it will then show the mapping of what values are assigned to the various tokens. And if the SEO deconstruction was successful, it will then take the same information and populate it into the SEO URL data cache, so that future process of deconstructing the same URL will occur very quickly, rather than going through the process of identifying the pattern name, identifying the mapping, the keywords, and so forth. And this can be done very quickly. Slide number 33. Once you have the tokens mapped to the various parameters that can be looked at by commerce, you can see that once it transforms into a non-SEO request, it transforms into a dynamic view. So at the end of deconstruction, you'll say after deconstruction, request path equals class product display. If you recall, that product display would be specified in the pattern XML file associated to the pattern that you're deconstructing to. And from there, you can see that the various parameters are being mapped, such as catalog ID equals 10,351, and so forth. And after it finishes the deconstruction and transformation into a dynamic URL, we'll return from the deconstruction request, and we'll move on to slide number 34, please. Once it finishes the deconstruction into a dynamic URL, you would need a WC server trace to actually see it, but at that point, essentially, it will parse a dynamic URL and handle it appropriately as in the regular WebSphere Commerce environment in a non-SEO request. Now, I wanted to talk about some common issues that may occur that you should be aware of. If you're having problems resolving a store ID, it may not always be because the keyword is missing. Rather, the store ID in the SEO URL keyword table may be specified to something other than zero. And it's very important to have it specified as zero for the store token colon catalog token combination. And the reason for that is it has to be able to resolve the token at the site level before being able to decompile the token. And if it's not at the site level, which is store and ID equals zero, it's not going to be able to read those store keywords that you may have defined. Additionally, the pattern name and the URL pattern with the token, they must also be unique. Otherwise, they would not be able to be properly resolved, if at all. You do not want to run into different scenarios where you have the same URL that's potentially being associated to two different view types. So it's very important to make sure that it's unique in the pattern XML file. Slide number 35, please. I also wanted to mention some known limitations as well. The first one is when you have a user go to a website in the English language and you wanted to return a URL for the French language in SEO format, that is not currently supported to allow you to generate an SEO URL for a different language. Also, the SEO URL for sales category can also appear incorrectly in Site Management Center. And the third issue I wanted to briefly mention was that the SEO URL for Fishback 3 and 4 format are not generated within Workspace Preview. And moving on to slide number 36, please. Now, this is also good information for you to have about looking forward to the future in Feature Pack 5. There are two enhancements being made for the SEO. First is offering the SEO with snippet support in the starter store pages in the sample stores. And the second is allowing you to load your SEO data through data load through the CSV file. And this is discussed in the Feature Pack 5 announcement letter in the URL that I have referenced below. And it should be coming out at the end of this week according to that announcement letter. Slide number 37, please. When you have time, I would encourage you to look through the additional resources available to you at the WebSphere Commerce Information Center. And these Information Center pages will go into further discussions about the URL construction and deconstruction and pattern files and how you configure them and so forth. Slide number 38, please. So in summary, we went over how the keywords are being generated and what to look for inside the trace log. We talked about how the URLs are being constructed and how to recognize it from the data inside the trace log, as well as how they are being deconstructed. Mm-hmm. And most importantly, being able to read and understand the trace data and taking action based on the trace data. And with that, I just want to take the time to thank you all for listening to my presentation. I talk about the SEO URL construction deconstruction. And we'll move on to slide 39, where I'll pass it back to David.
Thank you, Eric. This slide 39 has some additional general WebSphere product resource links. And thank you, Eric, for a great presentation. And finally, don't forget to connect with us. Be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject of WSTE Subscribe to get a list of mailing lists and to subscribe. Also, if there's a topic you'd like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please let us know. We welcome any comments. You could also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. Thanks again for your participation. At this point, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
And we have no questions.
Thank you, Jackie. We do have a question in the group chat. Eric, let me read you the question. This is from Naveen Grover.
I've been responding to Naveen. Basically, I've answered the other question, and Nikolai has been helping with answering the question. But to recap for the people that will be listening to the call later on, Naveen asked if there was a URL which does not have a product ID and catalog ID at all. And there is a tutorial that uses collection, and it's using the recipe tutorial. So you can look at that inside the WebSphere Commerce 7.0 Information Center. And also, they wanted to be able to omit certain keywords, and you can actually omit keyword string inside the WC admin component XML file that I mentioned earlier, where you can specify the keywords that you want to omit from the invalid string and then populate it either with the blank or no characters, or replace it with something else. And you can also, most certainly, welcome to write your own SEO URL keyword generation utility that you can customize yourself and fine-tune to meet your needs as well. I mean, just as long as the data is being populated in the SEO URL and SEO URL keyword table appropriately, you're welcome to create your own custom keyword generation utility. The next question was, how would the impact on the search functionality be handled? Essentially, there is no impact because the only relationship that SEO URLs have with the Solr search engine is that the Solr search engine would pass back the product ID, and then the WGF tag will handle the construction of the URL. But if you are trying to search for something in Solr, it's not going to impact anything within Solr. The data that's being populated in Solr is completely different from the SEO URL keyword generation script. The next question in the chat is, how customizable is the SEO URL keyword utility? Essentially, they are asking if they would like to be able to use the product name and the SKU name as the keyword for a SKU. The out-of-the-box URL keyword for a SKU is essentially the product name dash and then the country ID. But if you want to use the product name and SKU name, it would be easier to create your own SEO URL generation utility to populate the data exactly as you wish. However, if you want to use the out-of-the-box functionality, you would need to modify, I would recommend copying and modifying the copy, and then change the WC admin component XML file to reference a modified copy. And essentially, inside that XML file, you can tweak the SQL statement that's being performed to modify the end results for the keyword, but it would be recommended to either create your own SQL URL keyword generation utility to best suit your needs, or you can always go in and clean up after your keyword generation script run. You can clean up in the management center utility as well. All right, next question is it possible to create separate URL keywords for different languages in the same store instance? And the answer to that question is yes, you can have separate keywords for the same product and item in different languages. However, the keywords have to be unique regardless of language. And I believe that's all the questions that are in the chat right now. I just wanted to also mention if you have follow-up questions, I mean, feel free to send me an email. My email is on the first slide of the presentation. And if you are experiencing an issue with SEO URLs, please do feel free to open up the PMR, and I'll be happy to help you as much as possible.
Thank you. At this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable. We appreciate your participation, and we hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's session will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Eric, for presenting.